In with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network, this is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media. It's brought to you in part by... As harvest season approaches, farmers spend countless hours in combines, tractors, trucks, and other equipment in fields and on the road. These safety tips will help keep you safe during harvest season. Harvest means long hours and stress. Take short breaks and try not to work while fatigued. Train your harvest help and family members on the safe operation of all equipment. Shut equipment down and remove the key before making any repairs or adjustments. The safety message brought to you by the Colorado Livestock Association in partnership with Pinnacle Assurance. For more information, visit coloradolivestock.org. A delegation of 25 U.S. bison ranchers and marketers from 12 states, including Colorado, are preparing to head to Washington, D.C. this week for 3 days of lobbying and meetings during the National Bison Association's annual Washington, D.C. policy roundup. Topping their priority list for the bison delegation is rounding up support for the Truth in Buffalo Labeling Act, scheduled to be introduced today in the U.S. Senate by Senators John Hoeven and Michael Bennett, that will prohibit any water buffalo meat or ingredients sold in the United States marketplace to be labeled only as buffalo. According to Dave Carter, executive director of the National Bison Association, an increasing number of deceptively labeled products have cropped up in meat cases and in pet food products, too, over the past few years. Consumers deserve to know what they are buying when they see the word buffalo on a package. The Truth in Water Buffalo labeling bill will provide assurance they are getting what they are paying for. The ranchers will break into teams on Thursday to hold meetings with more than 40 senators and representatives and their aides, too. The delegation will also spend Wednesday of this week at the USDA, where they will hold meetings with officials from the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, the Foreign Agricultural Service, the National Institute for Food and Agriculture, the Agricultural Research Service, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and the Food Safety and Inspection Service, too. Carter also noted that we have been fortunate over the past decade to have built a strong, positive relationship with the USDA agencies and with lawmakers on the Hill. Those relationships are the result of the participation of grassroots producers who come to Washington, D.C. with us each September. Learn more about the work of the National Bison Association online at bisoncentral.com.
Right now, we're making getting a loan with Premier Farm Credit even easier by waiving all origination fees on real estate loans. We offer competitive rates, knowledgeable and friendly service, and are dedicated to agriculture and rural communities. And don't forget about our cash patronage dividend, where we share a portion of Premier Farm Credit's profits with our member owners. Look us up online or give our Sterling, Holyoke, Yuma, or Fort Morgan offices a call today to learn more. And don't forget, the origination is on us. Premier Farm Credit, the gold standard.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's responsible energy plan at tristate.co-op.
For more Colorado Ag News, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.